Markets will open back up today in the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand after the Tuesday Boxing Day holiday. And yet, we still aren't expecting much in the way of volatility as we remain in the heart of the holiday season between Christmas and New Year's. As far as updates go, global coronavirus cases have hit a record daily number of 1.44 million this week, but investors haven't been all that unnerved given less worrisome updates around the impact of the new variant. There is, of course, sensitivity around the prospect of rising rates in the US and the impact it will have on risk sentiment as higher rates make investments in risk assets less attractive. But again, no real reaction here just yet as stocks extend record highs into year end. We have said that irrespective of the fundamentals, this is somewhat understandable given that trends have a way of running into year end. The only other major update into Wednesday is the strange 7% pullback in the price of Bitcoin, but this isn't all that uncharacteristic of an asset that we could just as easily see a 7% run higher today. It all feels like nothing more than thin, illiquid holiday trading conditions. As far as today's calendar goes, it's light out there with the only notable releases coming out of the US, highlighted by some trade data and pending home sales. That's all for now.